You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. I read, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.' So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." Right from Genesis, God created a principle by which he works with men. Until today, God has not departed from that principle. When it came to the creation of man, the Bible says, "Then God said, 'Let us.'" God first gave the word. He set the agenda. He set the purpose. Then when you go to verse 7, he said, "So God created man in his image." Before God would do, he spoke. Again in Genesis 2:18, God said, "It's not good for a man to be alone. I will make for him a suitable help meet." Then God went into action until finally he created the woman. The woman was not created until God has spoken her. So the first thing is that God always gives a promise. Did you know that all the work of Abraham with God was about promises? Leave your land into a land I will show you. That was just a promise. I will give you this land. As far as your eyes can see, I will give to you. Everything was just a promise. It was just promise after promise, promise after promise. That is the principle of God. He promises first, and then he brings it to pass. When he wanted to give Abraham child eventually, it was a promise. By this time, next year, at the time of life, your wife Sarah will have a child. And then afterwards, it came. So brethren, at the point where God has spoken, you can go and rest. You can be assured that he will bring it to pass. In fact, you should be worried when God is not speaking to you. It's not when things are not happening in your life. It is when God is not speaking to you. That's when you should be worried. For Abraham, for years, nothing was happening in his life, but God was speaking to his life. As long as God is speaking to your life, brethren, you are okay. You are fine. The problem is when God is not speaking to you, even if things are happening, you should be scared. You should really be afraid. But when God speaks, he will bring it to pass. The tendency is to think that it is until God brings it to pass. That's when you will believe that, yes, it is done. No, it is at the moment where God speaks the matter. That's where it is done. So what you will notice in your walk with God is that God will do so much speaking to your life. It is because that is his principle. He speaks first and then he will do it. He established this principle with us from Genesis chapter 1. And he has remained consistent on that principle. He prophesied so much about the coming of Jesus until eventually Jesus Christ came. Now, when you look at the book of Revelation, look at so many things that will come to pass. We can be rest assured they will come to pass. Because we have seen that everything he spoke also earlier, that had to come to pass earlier, they've all come to pass. So you can be rest assured that the word of God will come to pass. So when God is speaking to your life, don't trivialize it. Don't joke with it. Don't make it look as if it is nothing. The word of God carries the same weight as the manifestations of God. It carries the weight of the doings of God. As far as God is concerned, once he has uttered it, it is as good as it is done. So when God is speaking to your life, rejoice and be glad. That's a sign that God is working in your life. It is when he is not speaking that you should be concerned. May the Lord give you understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. For inquiries or counseling, please reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.